Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is a Free Your Mind Friday. We're going to let you get it off your chest. We're having a little fun tonight. What's bugging you? What's bothering you? You can cut loose tonight if you want. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about Donald Trump. We're talking about black hair and the Olympics. We're also going to talk about signs that perhaps you are too frugal. Some would say cheap. I really, really want to hear about that. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let us go to Howard. Howard calling from D.C. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to get off my chest how racist Hispanic people are against black people. It's crazy.
What's this now? What are you talking about? What? Say that again.
I mean, just about me dealing with them. I work around a lot of them, so I see that on a regular basis because I drive trucks in construction, and they real racist against black people. Really.
Why do you? Are you having unpleasant experiences with that?
All the time. During the work week, I have a run-in with one practically at least twice a day.
The same person?
No, different workers, Hispanic workers. See, they're just real racist towards black people. I've noticed that.
Yeah, maybe so. Go ahead.
My issue is that we aren't the greatest of them either. that is my issue. Is like because you have a lot of blacks and Latinos who are in communities where. The blacks don't know much about the Latino background and stuff like that. So, like, it is just, like, they're saying just, like, the racist stuff that just, like, a regular racist person would say, somebody who's ignorant to that person's community. And so, like, I feel like that it's just, like, a breeding ground for racism back and forth because each group does not know about the other. And so, like...
It just bothers me because I don't see what reason why they would be that way towards, black people.
Well, let me suggest this, Howard, because I've always said on this program and long before I returned to WHUR, when you have situations like that, those are teaching moments. Mm-hmm. And, considering the current political climate, you have a choice. Mm-hmm. You can build a wall or you can build a bridge.
You want to be happy or right.
When you feel that you are being... abused by someone based on your race, maybe that is the opportunity to be the bigger person, to put them on the spot calmly and to ask them. Because I think that once those cultural bridges are built, you just may be surprised. Just my two cents.
He might be your cousin.
Yeah, absolutely. but hang in there. Good luck. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Karen, calling from Houston. What's on your mind, Karen? Karen, are you there? I guess we lost Karen. Karen, give us a call back if you want. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Cheryl, calling from Waldorf. What's on your mind, Cheryl?
Oh, yes. One of the things I had mentioned was what I noticed at work this week. One of the young ladies in my office had said something about somebody, and they said, oh, well, she's honest. And my supervisor said, oh, she's honest like Donald Trump is honest. And, of course, all of us were like, whoa, because that's the honesty that my supervisor feels, which a lot of Caucasians feel that he's honest in what he say, because that's their honesty. They believe what he's saying because that's how they think.
It's his truth.
And
it is
not
his
all
honesty.
Of us that think that way, but that's how they think, which is why he got so many votes.
But, is it honesty or is it being frank, direct? But because you can be frank and direct, but not necessarily
not
honest,
So. Yeah, that's true.
I truly don't believe he's honest.
But that's his honest. That's his truth. That's what he sees. Yeah.
Well,
I'm one of those people that don't believe either one of them are honest.
So what are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about voting in November?
I think that we need to start the movement on one of these other liberal candidates, one of the other candidates, because these two that are running right now, I just can't see it.
Are you
either
voting?
One of them would, I will tell you, I was in the military, and at one point in the military, I didn't vote because I was in the military. It didn't matter who I voted for. I had to do what they told me to do.
Okay.
Now that I'm no longer in the military, oh, yeah, I vote.
I think it's important. Voting is just so important that we really exercise our vote. And I understand you say in the military, but you still need to vote. It's so much bigger than
I'm
have to follow them.
I'm no longer there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm retired. But mm-hmm. I say, you know, when I was there, whoever was in, I had to do what they told me to do, regardless.
Yeah,
you know,
but
and I couldn't say anything negative about them in uniform or out. Which is now totally different.
So you're ready.
I'll speak for you, girl.
Okay.
You're in rare form now. She's like, I got a lot to say from 20 years ago. Like, it doesn't matter. I got to say it.
But today, I just think that the movement needs to, you know, we need to get behind one of these other candidates that's not as lying as much as these other two.
Hmm. Well, you know, you always have the option to vote your conscience and to vote for whomever it is that you want, because it's better to get out there and make sure that your voice is heard as opposed to just sitting back. Like they always say, if you don't vote, you can't complain.
Right.
But there you go. Cheryl, hang in there. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're going to be continuing the conversation about Donald Trump, the Olympics, and anything else that you want to talk about, that you want to get off your chest. But I do want to bring up this other issue. This is coming from Ebony Magazine. 5 signs that you're being too frugal. In this day and age, indeed, is there such a thing as being too frugal?
Yeah.
Is it frugal or is it being fiscally responsible?
Well, that's the... No, this says frugal.
Well,
there's fiscally responsible.
I read some of this. Some of this
is
petty.
Yeah.
Some of this petty. Some of this petty and some of this broke. It got broke all over it.
The shoe stuff is kind of funny.
And some of this is... And actually, some of this is really trifling.
And it really is. Like the one with the sharing the food. No. See, I don't have a problem with sharing the food because I had a girlfriend, right? I'm not lying. It's about 20 years ago. We used to go out. Every time it was time to go out, she couldn't find her wallet. Somebody stole her money. And it was always when we got to the door of the Ritz. I'm like, what is going on? So we just start going out without her because we know you're not going to have your stuff together. So you can't go no more. Now with us, you can meet us there, pay your way in, then we see you about a speaker.
Now look at this, number one, and this really bothers me. You promise a donation or contribution, but you never give it.
That's not petty, that's broke.
No,
ain't in the budget.
No, but that's really trifling.
That ain't trifling. I'm going to donate to somebody else, and I got my own cause in the house.
It's not that you're not donating. The problem is that you say you will, and you do not.
But what if you find out you disagree with the mission statement of the organization?
What if you find out they ain't got no mission statement?
Or you mean, for example, that there's only one organization that you can there's just one charity, right?
Exactly.
That's the only one. Okay, maybe the Clinton Foundation. Maybe that's what you want to... Let's go to 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Taylor, calling from Baltimore. Hey, Taylor, what's on your mind?
Hi, how are you guys?
Thank I'm
you
doing
for taking
just
my
fine.
Call.
Sure.
I wanted to answer the caller's question about the Spanish people and the black people. I think what happens in America is a lot of people shape their images of black people from what they see on TV and what other white people say. You know, they don't come to our country just with an open mind to see who we are. You know, they look at TV and the buffoonery that they see on TV. They believe that that's us. You know, so when they get here, a lot of them disrespect us. A lot of them treat us bad in different ways. You know, even though they're the foreigners to our country.
Now I'm going to say, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I live in Los Angeles now, and of course, we are truly the minority there.
Yeah.
And Mexicans that are in California, they are way more in the news than we are. So we can say the same thing. They can say the same thing about how they are portrayed in the news there. So it's really about us educating ourselves and, like you're saying, having a teachable moment. Sometimes we have to start conversations that have nothing to do with our cultures and then just let things happen and unfold.
Oh, believe me, I've tried to bridge that gap. And
it's culture, it's languages,
barriers. But, you know, by the same token, I know a lot of nice Latins as well. you know.
A lot of nice black. Say that again.
Did you say Latin?
I love Latin women.
Yeah, well, of course, there's that. Did you say some of your best friends are Latin? Is that what it is, Taylor? Go right ahead, Dave.
What I was going to say is, like, the if you're searching for, especially like South America, if you're a dark skinned person searching for equality in South America, good luck.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they're coming from places that really speak so negatively about people our complexion, because with the whole slave trade and everything, it can be an ugly place racially and with skin tone. So it's almost like you have to treat them as if they've just been fed horrible information.
but let me say this. Black folks don't corner the market on being open-minded now.
Hmm. No.
Okay. So let us be clear that I think there's enough blame to go around when you are standing across the street and looking, you know, down your nose at your Hispanic neighbors whom you've not spoken to since they moved to town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Or you've not invited, you know, over your house when you have, you know, the cookout
and all the other neighbors are there.
Yeah. So, you know,
you can't do stuff like
yeah.
that.
Well, I was kind of speaking from personal experience and things that I've seen in my community. I've just seen them act a certain way.
Okay.
But, I wanted to give a quick shout out to all the Olympians. I mean, we have an Olympian in a long jump, I believe, from Coppin State College in Baltimore.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there you go. HBCU.
Sisters doing a thing in swimming. You know, it's a beautiful thing to watch the Olympics and watch us represent as Americans, period. You
That's
know,
right.
All of us.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Phelps from Baltimore as
That's
well.
That's right, Baltimore.
You know? But it hurts me when, you know, I'm in that world of the television and I see that we're all together as one, and then we have to come back to Baltimore, you know, and we have to deal with the things we have to deal with here.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, that Muhammad Ali said the same kind of thing after winning the gold in 1960 and then coming back here and facing that same kind of racial oppression. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, Taylor, and keep watching. Go ahead, Queen. What's on your mind?
This is for Simone Manuel. See, people didn't think that black people could swim.
Yeah,
black
that.
People didn't think black people could swim, because I learned how to swim at the fire hydrant growing up in North New Jersey.
That's not swimming.
I knew nothing about deep water until I got closer and the water floating, got stronger at the fire hydrant.
Floating popsicle sticks
right,
down
so,
there. Yeah.
Like we went swimming at the fire hydrant in like whole pair of sneakers. So go ahead, Simone.
Yeah.
So do it, girl.
And I was watching her last night, and when she made that final touch and she turned around and she looked up at, you know, at the standings, and she goes, ah, you know, because she was just so excited. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited for her. And she was very, very candid.
Yes, yes.
When interviewed, she was saying, this isn't just for me. It's about the people who came before me.
And the people that are behind me that think they cannot do it.
Yeah.
So she's very in touch and aware.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Teresa, calling from Clinton. Thanks for calling, Teresa. What's on your mind?
Hi, Harold and team.
A
couple of things. This past week, and Donald Trump speaking about what the Second Amendment people could do to Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking that if our president or anyone else had said something like that, they would certainly be under arrest or investigation. And him making light of it and his surrogates trying to defend him really sort of ticked me off, because, you know, it wasn't reasonable. It was definitely insane. That being one thing. And the other thing being, fast forward 4 years from now, what will our political process look like now that he's become a part of it?
Hmm.
Because will candidates have to be so outrageous now in order to get attention? Can we have candidates that can actually have a serious platform? And that just concerns me in terms of going forward in the political process.
But
thank you for having me.
But hold on, Teresa, because as you know, the reality is that anybody can run for any office in this country as long as they are a U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter whether you are a constitutional lawyer like Barack Obama, or you are you've got a, you know, a great military background like George Herbert Walker Bush, or you were an actor like Ronald Reagan. The reality is that you can run if you're a citizen, and it is really up to the voters. And so perhaps, and having gone to the RNC this year, I think I can say this, it is not so much about Donald Trump and the discomfort that a lot of people feel, because there are a whole lot of people who do like him. And that, for those who are watching this political process, no matter who you're voting for, you need to be aware of who is voting for him, because those folks are still going to be around no matter who wins. We're going to take a break. Teresa, thanks so much for calling. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Free Your Mind Friday. Frugal, cheap, trifling. We're going to talk about that. What are the signs that you're just too frugal? Does it get on your nerves? Is it grinding your gears? Get it off your chest. We'll be back in a moment.
What up, world? It's a Sway from Eminem's Shake.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue with our Free Your Mind Friday. And we are getting it off our chest. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Look, we said, and she mentioned Queen Aisha, that she lives in L.A. now. She left us because she doesn't like us anymore. She, you know, chicken wings with mambo sauce and the whole bit.
More than anything. And I miss y'all.
You got
it really makes me appreciate my East Coast. You know I'm a Jersey girl, so it took me going to L.A. to be like, I'm from D.C. Like, it's different here.
And they said, what's that?
I said something about go-go music. Somebody said to me, what's go-go? I said,
I mean,
what?
Were you really shopping go-go around expecting people to be like, oh, we know
what that
is?
I just had a conversation that said something about go-go music, and they were like, what's go-go? I think they thought go-go dancers. Yeah.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Yeah. Strippers. Because I tell people, I was like, I am a spiritual stripper. I do it for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I don't even think I know what that means.
Me either. It just came to me and was very creative.
What church do you attend? But you're here for a month.
I am. I'm touring the East Coast. I'm doing D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Boston, Connecticut, Jersey. Actually, tomorrow I have my first show at the Thai Palace in Waldorf, Maryland on Crane Highway. So y'all can get y'all tickets all on my social media. Queen Aisha, Q-U-E-E-N-A-I-S-H-A-H. Almost forgot how to spell my name. Mm-hmm. And then Labor Day weekend, Thursday through Sunday, I will be opening for HUR's own George Wilborn.
Oh, that.
One show Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday, and one on Sunday. We're going to have a good time. And it's stuff that I can't say on radio. I won't say on social media, but I will say at a show.
Okay.
And if you can, well, we do not encourage anyone to record anyone's show without permission, but you can record it and post it if you want to.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you hug George, be careful. He's got a little bad shoulder here.
Does he?
So don't give him
so
one of those.
Can I go heart to heart?
Yeah, church hug.
Okay.
Church hug with George right now, because
okay,
we love George.
George, we're going to take care of that shoulder.
Yeah, yes, indeed. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
You know I flew here and I didn't walk, right?
I want to talk to you about that, too. Steven, calling from Kansas City, Missouri. I used to live in Kansas City, Missouri, as a matter of fact.
And you loved it.
Go ahead, George.
Yeah, they call it Cowtown. Steven, what's going on?
Oh, shame, shame, shame.
I used to work for KSHB over there.
I wanted to comment on the idea that blacks don't swim.
Okay.
And I've got a son that played professional basketball overseas in Spain. And part of their workout one particular day was they had to do laps in the pool. And before he got in the pool, everyone started laughing.
Really?
You know, just cracking up. And they was, you know, and so he didn't understand what was going on with him. And one of the guys told him, said, you guys don't swim. You're too big to swim. You know, you're not even built right. So he gets in the pool and he swims like a fish. And there were several of the guys, some of the Spaniards, that couldn't swim at all.
Ah, well, there's that.
So, you know, when he finished up, you know, they all just looked at him and said, where do you come from? You know, where did that happen? How did that happen? And he just told me, he says, I've been swimming since I was 3 or 4 years of age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Teachable moments.
Steven, do you swim?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I swim, too.
And I'm one of those individuals that, you know, from old school, that I got thrown in the pool. I had to learn real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm surprised.
Everybody I grew up with could swim. I don't understand that, you know, where that whole idea came from.
I think it goes back to our hair. I'm not trying to be. I don't know for real. I really believe so. But I went to camp. I took swim lessons at the YMCA. Mm-hmm. I swim better than my sisters. They're younger, and I think they're more fit than me. Mm-hmm. But all of this folds. I take yoga, okay. Hot yoga. All of this fold up. I'm double jointed in all directions.
Well, Stephen, look, say hello to KCMO for me. I used to live on the plaza, so
because that's the type of dude that he is.
Plaza. I was on the plaza.
That's what three things.
I got you.
There you go, Stephen.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. Thank you so much. 202. 219-7810 202-319-7810 Lenita, get it off your chest. What's on your mind? Lenita, are you there? Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah. Are you speaking to me?
You know what, Lenita? You better do it, girl. She said, are you speaking to me?
Not my name.
It's not. Well, say,
honey, she called it out.
Well, what is it, hon? Because my producer wrote it.
Lenita.
So.
My name is Carmita, and I'm from Germantown, and I am not your first caller. I am a fan of yours.
Well,
she said caller. She's from Jersey or New York. She said caller.
No!
She said, I am not your first caller. Because Germantown don't say that.
Look, I don't have no problems because they all recognize too.
Did you see the accent?
I've been
That's
out
Jersey.
Here almost
That's Jersey.
40 years.
That's Jersey.
So what's
but
on your
mind? I just
want
to say,
mind,
when I came out to Germantown, where I witnessed, and I just want to say before I get into that,
uh-huh.
Kamala Fisher, I called to say thank you for your dialogue. And yesterday, working with the TMG show, Tony Moore and Joe, because they are my three right there.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
I just want to say thank you for the open dialogue, even though some of the commentary that I was hearing was not something that would contribute to a change and getting effective results.
And for those of you who don't know what she's talking about, if you missed yesterday's program, we had a 90-minute program called Let's Make It Better, and it dealt with police and communities of color and trying to find some solutions. And, you know, I think the reality is that you can't agree with everyone, but yesterday, I think, was a really great starting point. So, you know, Juanita, thank you so much for listening.
No.
It's Carmita. Okay.
I'm not going to give you the real name because that is a part of my name.
Okay.
And I'm not going to get into that because it's going to miss my point.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Make your point.
My point is that I want to thank you for that dialogue and opening up discussion. But before we can make a change, sometimes you have to look in the mirror. And you have to say, how can I change, whereas I can help to change my community and my young? We may not be parents of our youth, but as adults in positive world and trying to have positive thinking and molding and getting our society, and especially our children of minorities.
Yeah.
Because that's where we're really hurting.
Well, listen, I'm running out of time, but
okay, let me make my point.
Well, go ahead, finish up.
Where are you from? She's from Jersey.
I just want to say, please, don't disconnect.
Well, quickly.
I just want to see, since I have this forum, I just want to say, sometimes we have to go back to the old school. And I heard someone say YMCA. And I want to add Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's within our own reach, within the community. And that's why grabbing these young ones, because we have our youth.
Yeah.
And it's just in the news, 10 to 14 to 15-year-olds committing violent crimes and criminal crime.
Well, Carnita, I gotta go. I gotta go, but
girl,
thank you so much for listening.
Yeah,
you
do.
You need a blog.
Somebody's
girl.
Gotta help me with my sister's name. But anyway, thank you so much. And
she's right, though.
Yeah, she most certainly
go
is.
Go back to whipping kids, I think it's possible.
There's that. Mm-hmm. You know, before we before we leave, we've got to talk about this crazy weather, because the reality is this is really kind of, other than the 110 degree heat index, but D.C., it's August, it's D.C., and
It's expected.
I mean, it really. Now, let me say, 7 days in a row. No, that is not.
I just arrived on Wednesday night, and I was moist in my face just coming through the metro. I said, "Okay, DC." Here's the thing: in LA, where I live, it gets like in the triple digits. Like, yeah. And if I go into like Hollywood or West Hollywood, it's like 10 to 20 degrees for real, cooler. And if I go to the water, it's cooler than that. Here's the thing: I've been here 2.5 days, and the heat has not bothered me. Because L.A. is fire hot, and I was in Houston for, like, almost 2 weeks working, and that humidity in Houston is, like, up in your face, invisible, like they jumping you. Like, say something. Walk into me. Walk into me. Walk. So I'm really not bothered. I mean, this is a Vagisil alert. All the thick people, keep your Vagisil and put it in the important areas. Hit it. You hear me? The Vagisil is very important because you need to stay dry at all times.
You know, Dave, we can't.
Sponsorship opportunity.
Yeah, we
can't. No, I keep my Vagisil.
We can't even talk about that.
Why not?
I mean,
don't
maybe your thighs touch.
Do your thighs touch.
Like I said, there's that. Queen Aisha, David Ross, thank you all so much. Queen, it is so good to see you.
It's good to see
you too. Much success out
there. I'm back before I leave.
Well, you need to come back. I think I will be.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
Because Harold, you better wear them clips. You better looking over there all moist. You'll never be ashy by your thumb or nothing. Your nails be clipped. His lips are always lubricated. Yeah, that is so important.
This is very awkward for me.
I mean, you know what? You're doing what you do. I met you for the first time. You know, you're doing... Harold, let me tell you something about Harold. Harold be doing it.
I just try to keep it together.
I don't even know if he bathed. He looks like he